Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
I saw a tweet, and I thought it was kind of funny, that Sophie Turner, you know, the Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas news that has been going around about, you know, their divorce, their upcoming divorce, now that there is papers filed, apparently. But there was a tweet that was going around that said, Sophie Turner is currently in the impeccable position of being able to listen to Taylor Swift breakup songs literally written about her ex. And I think it's so beautiful.
That's a really good point.
I mean, if there is at least a little bit of just comfort.
Yeah.
In this situation for Sophie.
That's it.
It's that she can literally listen to songs written about her ex or her soon to be ex.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that is, it's kind of poetic.
Yeah. I guess there's now Ring camera footage that we don't know much about yet that is part of the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah. So I
haven't heard this part of the story.
Yeah. So this is according to TMZ. And Page Six, so I mean, TMZ usually gets it right. Page Six, you know, has a pretty good percentage of that. But reported that the, I guess Joe saw or heard something that Sophie did via the Ring camera.
Oh.
And it made him realize the marriage was over.
Oh, boy.
So either she was out on the porch talking, or he saw something in the actual video of the Ring camera or whatever, specific details unknown. But, you know, as we, again, all just kind of sit off to the side eating our popcorn and watching this whole thing unravel before us. So,
I mean, and again, at the end of the day, they're real people.
Yeah, they're real people. And Joe's going to be in Lexington at the end of this month. We're going to have tickets to give away in a fun way next week.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff still exciting about the Jonas Brothers. So just keep Dave and Buster's in mind next Thursday as Emily will be doing a little Jonas Brothers trivia contest there. And so,
awesome.
So, yeah, that'll be kind of cool for tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. But yeah, again, the whole tweet about Sophie Turner being able to listen to Taylor Swift breakup songs literally written about Joe.
That's perfection.
That is kind of perfection there here. As we get going here on this Thursday morning, here in just a few hours, I guess the first legal in-person sports bet will be made.
Oh.
Yeah. Right around 10 o'clock in the morning, the governor is going to make the first bet in person at the Churchill Downs. I don't know if it's going to be at the Churchill Downs gaming downtown or if it's going to be at the track. But, mm-hmm. 10 o'clock, it goes legal in person. And then the app will go legal on September 28th. So sports betting becoming a thing here starting today. Here in Kentucky, Indiana, those in Southern Indiana are like, yeah, we've had this since 2019, but getting around to it.
There's a little, I think there's some horsemen. They're like, you know what? Want to be the only one in the game, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of a big track that's on the,
there are some people
that were like, hey,
they're like, hey,
we wanted to be the only ones.
We wanted to be the only party. Okay.
Well, you know, hey, spread the love.
Spread the love.
Spread the love.
Yes.
Well, it's being spread.
Great.
Spreaded. Sprud.
Sprud.
It's.
Why isn't that the past tense?
Of spread?
Yes.
No.
It makes sense.
Spread, sprud.
We could start it.
What was it? Oh, gosh. Sorry.
Like going gone?
Yeah. Going, gone, spread, sprud.
Yes.
I get it.
All right. Drive, drove.
That's another example.
It makes sense.
Look at us.
Yeah.
We're getting into grammar.
We're fixing grammar.
Are we fixing it?
Well.
All right. Kind of pinpointed when she knew that she was going to leave her husband, Liam. Kind of knew that it was over when...
So Glastonbury was in June, which was when the decision had been made that me and Liam's commitment to being married just really came from, of course, a place of love first, because we've been together for 10 years, but also from a place of trauma.
Yeah, this was back in 2019 when she realized this.
And just trying to rebuild as quickly as we could. The day of the show was the day that I had decided that it was no longer going to work in my life to be in that relationship.
Man, that'd be crazy.
That's a day.
Just to like...
That's a day.
Yeah, for like when you have that almost epiphany when you're,
I'm done, I'm out.
This is not working.
I gotta go.
Yep.
Gotta do a show though.
Yeah. I mean. she said that was kind of like, you know, she was putting her performances, and maybe this is part of the reason why she is swearing off performing live.
Could be.
Anymore, is she was putting that before her relationship.
So that was another moment where the work, the performance, the character came first. And I guess that's why it's now so important to me for that to not be the case, that the human comes first.
Miley has such a voice.
She does. It's like she's...
It's kind of like your...
It's a smoker's
76-year-old
voice.
Grandma. Yes.
Hey. I've learned a few things along the years.
I know. She sounds like she just knows because she's been there, you
exactly.
know? Exactly. Yeah. So let me tell you about a time when I was... smoking my sixth cigarette before getting ready to get up on stage at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, if you end up in the nursing home with Miley down
the road,
she's going to have
stories. She's going to have some stories.
Yeah.
And this tattoo was when.
Yeah. Yes. She'll have lots to talk
Grandma,
about at
tell
the
us
4
the story.
O'clock buffet.
Right. Tell us the story about this again. Oh. Well,
sit
that
down,
one's
grab some snacks.
Well, that one's for when you're over 18. I'll tell you that story.
There's a lot of them probably
going to be like that. TheBenAndKellyShow.com. When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one is a man for woman titled "You Can Be My Player Too Anytime."
Okay, a little game reference, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe.
I was working behind the GameStop counter when you came in. Normally, I'd pay no attention to the plebeians that frequent the establishment.
What is that word?
I had to look it up, too. It means commoners.
Okay. I learned like, something new.
I know, right?
But there was something different about you. Maybe because you didn't have the usual GameStop BO or...
Oh, gosh.
As I like to call it, funky footlocker syndrome.
Oh, wow.
LOL. My eyes followed your long, luscious brunette hair as you browsed our array of XXL Zelda merch.
Wow.
Then you took me by surprise by whipping around and asking me if we carried Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, that sounds like a fun game.
A female of classic tastes? I was delighted. So I let out a tiny giggle.
Oh, wow.
At that point, I gushed. And I said, you were the first chick in eons not to ask me about Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
Then you said, so do you have Roller Coaster Tycoon or not?
That says, come on, step up the customer service.
I know, right? She wasn't ready for him to be flirting.
I tried to stay flirty by asking you if you wanted to tag team my Animal Crossing village with me.
Oh my gosh, what a sentence.
I'd even let you be the raccoon.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that means, to be quite honest.
I'm assuming it's a compliment, though.
Is it?
That's what I think.
I don't know.
Before you could answer, a Chad from behind the Mountain Dew cooler appeared and asked if I was bothering you. You smiled and said, not anymore.
Oh,
right.
Ouchie.
As I watched you two leave the store together,
oh,
I couldn't help but think what our kids would look like someday.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
He's not giving up hope.
He's not. Wow. All right.
So I went in the back and did a screen grab of the security camera, and I made a look-alike family in the Sims game.
Oh, wow.
Don't tell anyone, but I made your chest bigger than in real life.
Oh, my God.
Come by and check it out.
Oh, yeah, she's not coming back. She's, wow. But it's okay. It sounds like I think he's going to be happy with the Sims family.
Maybe.
I really think that, bottom line, that's going to make him happy.
Craigslist missed connections.
I don't know if a warning sticker is needed because of the title for this next one. Okay. It feels dicey at best. It says, "You freed my body part, woman for man."
Okay. So,
again, proceed with caution.
Sure.
I was the curvy brunette wearing the Cookie Monster pajama bottoms.
I like the visual.
Are we at Walmart? I feel like we are. I'm just going to assume. Maybe. I don't know. I was a curvy brunette wearing the Cookie Monster pajama bottoms that had my entire forearm stuck inside the vending machine.
Oh, I see. I see.
Ha! You were the tall, dark maintenance man in the green jumpsuit that asked if I needed any help. Frustrated at the time, I replied, "Wow, you really cracked the case, Sherlock."
Oh, easy.
Soon, a young child appeared by me and asked what happened. I told him to make like a tree and beat it.
That's not the saying. No, that's not the saying.
She's got the saying down, but... What I didn't tell him was that I got drunk on the ride in from Cleveland. Had no money. Needed some Takis ASAP.
Takis?
Yes. Before I knew it, your strong hands lubed my arm with a liquid that smelled like motor oil, but tasted like garlic butter.
Hang on. Why is she tasting it?
I'm not sure. Okay. But it strangely feels appropriate here, doesn't it?
I guess so.
A little. You then seductively gave me a yank and a twist. Then miraculously, my arm was free.
Aw.
I wish I could have stayed longer, but I saw security coming towards me, so I ran.
Oh.
When I glanced over my shoulder, I saw you still standing there watching me leave and not saying a word.
Oh.
I miss you, my big green silent Frankenstein.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get stuck on purpose next Wednesday night. Just remember the grease, winky face.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, again, I'm just going to assume they were out of Walmart. This feels very appropriate for that.
I mean, whether you are wearing Cookie Monster pajama bottoms and you found yourself stuck in a vending machine, or the love of your life walks in browsing the Zelda merch...
But she left with Chad.
Yeah. It could be one thing and one thing only, and that is, my friends,
Craigslist missed connection.
Magical, though.
It is
coming
magical.
Up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. On the way, we are going partway to jolly old England.
Pip. Just one pip.
Okay.
Because we're not all the way, right?
In this setting the bar story coming up here in just a little bit. On 99.7 DJX, and your stupid fact of the day is magical. And
oh,
it has
great.
Audio this time.
Oh, boy.
And that's right around 7 o'clock here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar time, Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. We go partway to jolly old England.
Peep. It's not a full peep peep to you.
Yeah, listen, the idea of running from the couch to the refrigerator, too much for some to consider, right? So think about running literally from here to London, England.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, too much. And you're also thinking...
logistically speaking,
how?
There's a problem.
Right, exactly. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run from the United States to London, you're doing okay.
Okay, why did we decide we needed to do that?
Well, there's a man in Florida now facing federal charges.
Oh, wow. Why?
After the U.S. Coast Guard caught him about 70 miles off the coast of Georgia in a homemade hamster wheel.
Oh, my goodness. A homemade hamster wheel? He's like, listen, I got a trip to make, and there's going to be a portion
they're
of the
gonna
trip.
They're going to lose my luggage.
Yes, so I've decided I've come up with a better idea.
So the dude's name is Reza. He's a marathon runner. This ain't his first rodeo either.
Okay.
With attempting these sort of like over the ocean sort of runs. He tried to run from Florida to New York.
Yes.
Before drifting back ashore. But
I mean, clever idea. He's like, listen, I can still do the running motion. in this thing, right?
Yeah,
and
so
I can still get my fitness in.
Right,
the trip.
So it's kind of like it's a hydropod, kind of looks like a hamster wheel.
Right, it's probably hard to steer.
He's trying to run from the United States to London. The Coast Guard picked him up. He wasn't exactly calm about the situation.
Oh, you're ruining my trip.
Yeah, he was very angry.
Right.
And so they were like, look, we're cutting your voyage short. It's unsafe. You can't do this.
Okay. Couple questions. Is he doing this for the gram? Like, what's the motivation for the trip? What's in England? Or is it just about the journey? Maybe he was hoping viral fame.
Yeah, I think it's more like that because, again, he's been caught 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Including, like I said, the time when he was trying to run from Florida to New York.
Right.
In the ocean.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Less traffic.
There is less traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, probably hard to steer.
Probably hard to steer. You're right.
Wow. I mean, how do you pack for a trip like that? Did he have a cooler?
I know.
In the hamster wheel in case you need to, got to stay hydrated.
Well, it's not going to take 7 hours like it would on an airplane.
Yeah. Does he have like a snack cabinet that he built in?
I hope.
Were there pictures of the inside of this thing? Did he think that part out? That's what I need to know.
It just sounded
like logistics that bogged me down. Yeah,
it's just he really wanted to get to England.
I got it. Okay.
But he didn't make it even 70 miles. So,
I mean, 70 miles, though, to me, sounds like a real big accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, he ran.
He ran 70 miles on the ocean.
70 miles.
Which has got to be harder.
It's got to be tough.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know what? Let's give him kudos.
Are you going to give him kudos?
For what he accomplished.
Okay.
Right? 70 miles and a hamster wheel on the ocean?
Yeah, but again, the Coast Guard's saying, hey, don't do that.
Because that takes up our time and resources rescuing your butt.
Yep.
Yeah.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run from the United States to London, you're doing okay.
Creative, though.
It is creative. That is your Setting the Bar story. All right, let's do a little stupid fact of the day. Or I should say facts, because we're going to hit you with several, okay?
Okay.
So it's where we scour the internet for things and bring them to you as facts. Specifically today, TikTok.
Okie dokies.
So there is a 1 minute TikTok making the rounds. And it lists 10 amazing facts about animals. Are you ready?
Okay, got it.
Specifically, 10 animal fart facts.
Oh, here we go.
In 60 seconds.
Animal fart facts that will blow you away. Lemurs use their farts to have stink fights. They rub their hands in the stench and wave them at their enemies.
Wait. All right, are you ready for this?
Wait, out the gate. Lemurs are having stink fights with their friends?
Yeah, they rub it in their hands and then, yeah. Here we go. These are animal fart facts. Stupid fact of the day.
Blue whales can create fart bubbles so big you could fit a horse inside of it.
I mean, this is stuff.
Oh.
This is stuff that
you
want to learn in school.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here we go. Another one. Stupid fact of the day.
Zebra farts are so loud they can be heard from miles away.
Miles?
Yes.
Impressive.
Right?
Zebras also fart with every step they take when running away from a predator.
Stink tactic, right?
You know what? Listen.
Leave a trail like crop dust them, maybe you'll get away.
I got to be honest.
It's genius.
You know, when you run, though.
Well, probably nervous, too.
Things happen. Yeah, for sure. These are stupid facts of the day. Amazing animal fart facts.
Share this with someone who has no shame in their fart game.
Yep.
Ferrets scare themselves when they fart.
That's right. Sometimes I do, too.
The coral snake farts to defend itself.
Yes.
The coral snake?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It raises its tail in the air and lets it rip when danger is near.
Lets it rip when danger is near.
So that one probably doesn't have venom, to defend itself.
That's its own venom. That's its own defense mechanism.
Okay, so it's got farts. That's the defense system.
We're only halfway through.
Just halfway through? Wow.
Again, amazing animal fart facts.
Okay. Termites fart so much that they are responsible for 3% of global methane emissions.
I'm sorry. Termites? 3% of global? emits. Wow.
Right?
Because cows have four stomachs, they're constantly farting.
Yeah. Yes, that
yeah,
we knew
we
that.
We know that. Yep, yes,
we
absolutely.
Knew that.
They're responsible for 14% of the world's greenhouse gases each year.
That yeah, we did know that.
Yeah.
We did know that. This is amazing animal fart facts.
Manatees use farts to help them float.
Nah, well.
Well, they're big animals.
Right.
They're going to need some assistance.
Yes.
That makes sense as well. Oh, mm-hmm. This is so magical.
They have pouches in their intestines to store their farts.
Mm. Knowledge. Knowledge.
Herring fart to communicate with each other so they can form shoals when predators are around.
Oh. Herring uses yes. farts as conversations?
Yeah, you know, you do what
friends.
You got to do. Do what
okay,
you got to do.
It's time for a meeting.
All right, just one more. These are, again, animal fart facts here on your stupid fact of the day.
A plane full of goats once had to make an emergency landing because the goats were farting so much that they set off the fire alarm.
There you go. There you go. Don't you?
Oh, wow.
Aren't you glad that this is a learning show?
Yeah, so educational.
Yes.
I mean, yes, this is the, I can only, listen, if there's any kids out there listening on their way to school and they decide to share this knowledge with the class, please let us know how that goes.
Remember, the blue whale's fart bubble is big enough to fit a horse. And termite farts are responsible for 3% of global methane emissions.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second. What was the first one about? Was it the lemurs have, like, fart fights with each other?
Animal fart facts that will blow you away. Lemurs use their farts to have stink fights. They rub their hands in the stench and wave them at their enemies.
There you go. Things that you can...
They have stink fights. Lemurs. I'm going to look it up on the internet.
There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, think back to when you were pregnant.
Okay, got it.
Are you there?
Yep. Been there twice.
How were you feeling during the pregnancy? I know that you had, like, gestational diabetes.
I did the first time,
yeah,
not the second time.
Right, exactly.
Despite that, I think the first pregnancy was easier than the second one.
Yeah, I remember, you know, you coming in doing the show and having to, you know, do all these things, and you had to eat, like, at
yes.
certain, exactly at certain times,
yes.
And so it was very, very structured.
Right, there is a big regiment for the meals when you have gestational diabetes. That's very important. You have to check the blood sugar, do all the things. And so that was pretty high maintenance. The second pregnancy, I had, like, a horrendously itchy belly. My emotions mm-hmm. were all out of whack. I thought I was going crazy. Like, it was a drastically different. Both times, it was a little difficult to get through. I wouldn't say it was one of those that just loved being pregnant. There are certain aspects of it that were awesome, but
yeah.
then others that were not. And back pain. Oh, back pain.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember the back pain. That was bad.
Did you get support at home?
Of course.
Okay. All
Absolutely.
Right. All right.
A supportive husband. I thanked him every day for continuing to come home. Because I was just like, if I were him, I probably wouldn't have.
Well,
like, I love you. Thank you for coming home. I don't know what's going on. It was kind of that the second time.
So Lauren is pregnant.
Yeah.
And she is, I don't think she's experiencing the same support at home that maybe you got or I gave my wife.
Ah, gotcha. Yes. Right. So. Oh, maybe her man needs a little bit of education on how to be a better support person at home?
Maybe.
Okay.
And there's a point where she's like, she's at a tipping point.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's getting a little bit dicey. And so, yeah, we'll get.
Let's be gentle with the advice.
Yeah, we'll see what Lauren has to say coming up.
I mean, we can put the brutal in the honesty
yeah.
with the peanut gallery.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we'll get that on the way here next. And if you've got a situation you're like, man, I don't know how to proceed, or I just need someone to talk me off the edge or give me some support.
Different
or
perspectives.
Perspectives, yeah.
Lots of different things.
That's what group therapy is all about. We'll do that coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, we gotta handle this with kid gloves. Okay.
Okay.
So Lauren says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. I hope you can help. My man and I are expecting our first baby.
Congratulations.
I'm due in a few months, and I'm starting to get big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has affected how I do things and what I chose to give up in terms of self-care.
Okay.
For instance, I'm not shaving anything below the belly. Just too hard. Honestly, don't care.
Okay.
Well, my boyfriend does, I guess. We were on the couch the other night. I had shorts on. I asked him to rub my feet, which he did, mm-hmm. but then proceeded to comment about how hairy my legs are. I said, who cares? I'm pregnant.
Okay.
He said, so that just means you can stop taking care of your body? He then proceeded to say that when his ex-girlfriend was pregnant with their son, he has a five-year-old, she kept up with her looks the entire pregnancy. You know what? When I said handle this with kid gloves, you can go ahead and take the gloves off on this one, because I have a feeling there's a lot of pregnant ladies in waiting, getting ready to type about this guy.
Gosh.
I said if he had such an issue, then he could shave them for me, to which he laughed like I was being ridiculous.
Mm.
I honestly felt hurt and pretty annoyed by his reaction. I told him he hurt my feelings, and he said he didn't think it was a big deal, and he was joking around. Plus, that I'm hormonal because of the pregnancy and extra sensitive.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't believe him. Oh. I don't believe that he was joking. Don't believe any of it. It's been awkward since then. He's been super nice, but I'm still upset.
Uh-huh.
We've been together for 2 years. We are welcoming a baby together.
But
all of a sudden, I feel very uncomfortable around him, and I'm having second thoughts about our relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
So am I overreacting?
Okay, well, my knee-jerk reaction is, well, no, you're not. Your man is... being
extremely insensitive.
Being just dense. He's being dense.
One of the biggest things that women still need to feel when they feel like they're the size of a house is they need to feel beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel desired. And they don't need to be criticized for things like hairy legs.
Amy,
we need to show some grace.
Amy texted in and said, my 10-year-old said, well, he's not the one that's pregnant, and they are two different people. See? Like,
yes.
10-year-olds sometimes see very clearly through all this.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
And she has communicated, like, hey, that's pretty hurtful. Also, bless his heart, but you never, ever, ever compare your current lady.
Oh, gosh.
With your past lady. Like, especially in a way where the past lady did something better than your current lady.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't been known to say the right things at the right time.
But even you would not say anything like this.
Right, exactly. But even I would not ever say anything like this. Okay. So I don't think. All right. Well, here, let me collect my thoughts. I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna basically say that she should try to stick it through,
yes.
Which may be an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
But I'll give you my reasoning why coming up, and then I want to hear from others. You know, maybe you experience this type of quote support or lack thereof during your pregnancy,
and you can offer some that out to your man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And how did you get through it? How did you overcome the hurdle? All that, because I think Lauren needs that too. All right, group therapy. So Lauren finding herself having to defend herself about her hygiene to her man during her pregnancy. She's heard about it and has been feeling really uncomfortable around him, and even having second thoughts about the relationship, all involving like shaving and keeping up with her legs and stuff like that.
He even went as far as to say that his ex-girlfriend, mother of his five-year-old, did a much better job at her hygiene when she was pregnant.
Okay. So I don't think that she should leave him, like cut and run.
Mm-hmm.
You are having a kid with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe this is, if this is a one-off, because I feel like she said that he's being sweet and he's being nice, right? She did say that, right?
Because she said, hey, that was pretty hurtful, hurt my feelings. He's just like, not a big deal. I was just joking. He's trying to blow it off right now. But I think he's discounting how that really made her feel. You know, when someone says like that, she can internalize what he said. And even though he's going to say, oh, I didn't really mean it or whatever, that's still now ingrained in her head. Well, and it's going to be hard to forget that.
It completely dismisses her feelings and everything that she's feeling. However, I was just going to say that if this is like a one-time thing, if this is the string of many things that he said to you, or if this is just a, hey, this is what my ex said, which is a bonehead thing to say.
Absolutely. Missy said he's an idiot for the way he handled it, but it's not a reason to want to end the relationship.
Bethany says, look, how freaking dare him? You are growing an entire human being. Strap a watermelon to his stomach and ask him to shave. I don't think it's worth leaving him over, especially since you're having a baby with him, but you may have to swallow the pill that your man is an idiot.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. But yes. And maybe we need to have like another conversation about, listen, while I'm growing our human in my body, here's what I'm going to need from you. I'm going to need you to be a little bit more sensitive to my feelings and how I'm feeling right now about all the things, like how I look, how I feel, all the stuff. And I need you to be a little bit more cognizant of that. And also, please don't compare me to your ex.
Yeah, another text from a listener. Sounds like the ex-girlfriend took care of herself because maybe she felt like he would have acted the exact same way.
Maybe, yeah. And she cared a little bit more. But you know what? I think that you do you.
Cared a little bit about more about what
pleasing
he was going
him,
to
exactly.
say. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Not about her appearance or whatever.
And Lauren, you do not have to apologize for any of that. You do what makes you comfortable, and he needs to be supportive of you in every way, emotionally, physically, all the things.
John checks in and says, as a gay man with no experience in this topic, I can confirm that if she stabs him with a steak knife, no jury would convict.
Oh, okay. All right. Not that officially going to condone that. No. Nope.
Well, we're not going to encourage stabbing with a steak knife.
No, not doing that. Not doing that.
But yeah, I mean, everybody is pretty much saying, yeah, you didn't overreact, but this probably isn't the reason to just say
not a deal breaker.
Yeah, at least give it a try.
Okay, so Heather says he sounds like a real butt. My husband shaved my legs and did my toenails for me when I was pregnant with our kids. He was happy to do it because he knew that it made me feel good about myself, and I struggled doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand men who aren't willing to do things like that for their partner. That makes me sad for her. And on the flip side, if I didn't want to shave my legs or do my toenails while I was pregnant, he wouldn't have cared either way, whatever made me comfortable. So yeah, I think that's the conversation she needs to have again with her her boyfriend.
Her man.
It's just like, listen, this is what I need from you. Like, you have no idea what's going on
inside
your support, this body right
and
now.
And not you to act this way.
Exactly.
And if you are a guy within the sound of my voice or a partner within the sound of my voice and you have a pregnant partner,
this is not the stuff to say.
Yeah. Make sure you are taking care of that person. All right.
Yes. Because I mean, she is doing the most important work, building a human.
Yeah.
And like every week things were happening. And that was one thing that we did as a couple is we got the book and, you know, what to expect when you're expecting. And it was like every night, every week we would read like what's happening with it. It was such a bonding experience because of all the amazing changes that are happening as the baby's growing.
Did he shave you?
No, he didn't. I went ahead and took care of that. Thank you, though. He might have painted my toenails.
All right.
Once or twice.
All right.
But yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes, but no, be supportive because again.
Yeah, I don't think I ever shaved my wife, but I did paint toenails.
Okay.
Yeah.
There
sure.
you go. Yes, just be supportive.
Sorry,
ask what
I should
she
say
needs.
That again. I didn't shave my wife when she was pregnant.
When you say that, such a personal, jarring sentence to hear you say.
All right. Hey, Lauren, hang in there. All right.
Yes.
Hang in there.
And to all guys, just ask what your partner needs from you.
Okay.
And, you know, because it's going to be different for all of us, but, you know, also a little bit the same. So just ask, what do you need from me? How can I make you comfortable and feel beautiful?
All right. Well, give your man this podcast It'll be posted here moments so he can listen to all of this.
All the feed, the constructive feedback.
Sure. That is group therapy. All right, we're playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's introduce you to Taylor calling us from J-Town. Hi there, Taylor.
Good morning.
So Taylor has got brown hair, drives a Dodge Ram, works as an EMS.
Oh, awesome.
I know.
Thank you for the life-saving work you do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to have banter there. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just thanking you.
Just thanking you. It's all right.
Important work you're
all right,
doing.
Thank you.
And I'm saying you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Taylor, for being an EMS. Anyways, and is married and has a couple kids. One of them was just born, right?
Yes, absolutely. 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Oh, you guys are in it. You haven't had a lot of sleep, have you?
No, we have not, because we have a three-week-old, and then we have a 21-month-old, so we are all over the place.
Wow, you're in it.
Thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
Thoughts and prayers, T's and P's for Taylor. All right, Taylor, Kelly's going to explain how Little Kid Drunk Adult works.
Yeah, so this is a magical game where you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. First one.
I got out of bed, pulled my diaper down, peed on the bed, put the diaper back on, and went back to bed.
Okay. So, okay.
All right.
I feel like it may be an obvious answer, or that's supposed to throw you off.
All right, Taylor, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
That's exactly what Kelly said. I feel like it's almost too obvious.
Right. Sometimes it is the obvious answer, but is it this time?
Let's just go with the obvious answer and say little kid. I hope it's not adult.
But. All right. You're going to say little kid.
Just for funs, I'm going to say drunk adult. We'll see. One of us is right.
All right. Kelly says drunk adult. Taylor, you say little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Why are we in a diaper?
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, we'll find out.
I was in college, and my fraternity made all the new pledges wear diapers to a party, and I got tanked, passed out on the bed, and then apparently got up, pulled it down, peed on my bed, pulled it back up, and then went back to sleep.
Okay.
Oh!
All right.
Okay. Oh, college.
College. All right, Taylor, you are 0-for-1 there. Little kid, drunk adult. If you thought we stopped at bodily fluids with that one, you'd be wrong.
Oh,
here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
I pooped my pants in Walmart and wore a towel out of the store.
Oh, my gosh. There's a theme to this one.
All right, Taylor.
There's a theme erupting.
I don't know what's going on today, but you guys definitely got the pee and poop in there, don't you?
I know.
Yep, we're all up in it.
All right. Well, I was 0-for-1. Let's hope this is a little kid, but I have seen adults do stuff like this before. So,
sure. Yeah, again, that's the magic of this game.
Let's just try little kid this time.
I'll stick with little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid. Yes. All right. Got to be little kid.
Okay, it's got to be.
I was a little kid.
All right. There it is.
Yes. Poor little kid.
Oh, his mother.
And we had just gotten back from a long trip, and I needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But my mom just kept telling me, just hold it.
Oh.
I tried. I really did. Oh. And then nature took over.
Nature took over.
She was so she grabbed a beach towel, took me to the restroom, threw my pants and underwear out, and wrapped a towel around me. When we went to the checkout, she handed the lady the tag, the scan, and said, please don't ask.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, bless her heart.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, poor mom.
Taylor, you got that one right. Let's hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hope that your 21-month-old or your three-week-old.
You're never in that position.
Is not putting you in that position.
It is highly possible, though.
I'd hope not, but I wouldn't expect anything less.
Okay, all right. Taylor, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I made out with the mannequin at the mall and was asked to leave.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that could happen to the best of us, right?
Does it?
Again, I can see both a little kid and a drunk adult doing this.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's hope. Well, I would say let's hope it's a little kid, but I'm gonna say it's probably a drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
I think drunk adult too.
All right, both of you say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
I was shopping with my mom on a weekend, which I hated at the time, and wandered off and decided I was going to make out with one of the mannequins in the boys section. That's when a worker came up and asked where my parents were.
Uh-oh.
Took me to my mom, and before the guy could say anything, she said, "Brenda, what kind of trouble have you gotten yourself into?" And I blurted out, "I was just doing what you and Daddy do."
Doing what you and Daddy do.
Well, at least that's a loving relationship.
Yes.
She's seeing an example of.
Man, I got to be honest, Taylor, 1 out of 3 is typically a failing grade.
Yeah, but it's passing on this show. It's passing.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. Congratulations, man. And
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And congratulations on your new
baby.
Baby, yes.
All the things happening in your household right now.
Yes, for sure.
It's much.
Yes, thank you on that. It's been a blessing.
Oh,
send
that's
our
good.
Love and support to your lovely baby mama.
That's where you're supposed to, again, just say something,
will,
you know?
Thank you.
It's kind of hard to hear you just a little bit.
All right, Taylor. All right. Well, hey, hang on a line a quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. Okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on.
Okay, this is where we need audience participation in this show. Okay,
shoot.
So we need more of these stories.
Yep.
So if you have one, give us a little teaser headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us the voice note, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
There you go. Little kid, drunk adult. We'll do it one more time tomorrow. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour. Kelly K.
So there is a New York City magician. His name's John. He's been doing magic for over 2 decades. Does this trick where he makes a dog treat disappear. So that gave him an idea.
All right.
Like, let's see if I can do this trick with adoptable dogs at a shelter in New Jersey, video their reactions, and see if we can't get some of them adopted.
You want the treat? Where'd it go?
I've always had a love for dogs. So I thought, what would it look like if I made a treat vanish into thin air and catch their reaction on camera? And that's really when the dogs show their own personalities off, because each dog reacts differently. But I promise, every dog in the video is given tons of treats before and after.
See, there you go. Yes.
All right.
So he's just, because it looks a little mean when, you know, the treat disappears at the trick. And then you're like, well, does dog ever get the treat? Yes, dogs get lots of treats. And it's been working because their personalities come through.
Mm-hmm.
Every dog reacts differently, like you said. And, you know, it's been working. There are a lot of dogs that have been finding homes because of these really cute videos. It's pretty genius.
I like that.
Yeah,
like
WDJX.com. You can see the videos.
All right, good deal.
Meteorologist Tawana Andrew.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time.
Yep.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, well, Gary, you get the first one. He says, wear black to the UFL game. If I don't hear Sandstorm for TBT, I'm going to lose it.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag game day.
We should probably start there then.
Hashtag wear black.
Oh, okay.
And then he says, thanks, friends. Okay, bye.
Starts off so aggressive.
Let's get that stadium rocking.
Woo!
Throwback Thursday commences now on 99.7 EJX. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels good.
Are you ready for game day now?
Feels
Are you
good.
Ready? Are feels you ready?
Good. Woo! Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. Audra, we need some Smash Mouth!
Oh, RIP.
Hashtag, yep. Hashtag sad week for music.
Somebody won't tell me
Throwback
the
Thursday.
World is gonna roll me. Stop, get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Throwback DJX.
I know Angie, she's also saying it would be appropriate to play some Jimmy Buffett here too, but we don't have any in the system. How is that? That's the biggest massive fail on our part on planet Earth.
Fins to the left, fins to the right.
Cheeseburger
in paradise. Margaritaville.
Oh, that was really bad. I can play it for my
phone.
How
about
green? Oh, my
God! Chris rolls in.
Woo!
Green! Exclamation point!
Yeah.
All right. Throwback Thursday, getting off to a rocking start.
True bliss, where I'm lying, I don't see
What is happening on 99.7 DJX? Well, this is called Throwback Thursday.
What's
a song you haven't heard in a while?
I got a text from my husband.
Yeah?
He says he's never listening to us again. We should be embarrassed and turn off the radio and go hide in a dark place because we didn't have any of this.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't have any of this. I'm playing it off my phone. I'm holding it up to the microphone. I'm playing it off my phone.
Better not be any swears.
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Kaylin goes, I'm in line to request Chingy right there, please.
Right there?
Right there. Oh, well, thank you, Kaylin. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Jacqueline says, although it's very entertaining, I think there's a reason y'all just play the music of the artist and don't sing the songs.
Love your stuff.
Wait, is she hating on our Jimmy Buffett?
Maybe. She hates the Jimmy
Buffett. Wasting away again.
That's not
Margarita
helping. That's not helping our case. It's really
listen,
not.
Listen, Jacqueline, be quiet. Derek says, I'd like to make a TBD request for my birthday today. Hey, Virgos. Request Shake a Tail Feather in hopes that my wife is listening and gets the hint. You know, whatever we can do, Derek, to help get you a little booty on your birthday, you know?
Oh, my God.
Whatever we can do.
Birthday booty.
Hey, if you're Derek's wife,
hint.
Shake your tail feather tonight. It's his birthday.
That song slaps.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Tina rolls in. OMG, it's been 10 years. This song was my jam back in the day. Can I hear some Jason Derulo Other Side? Was that even a hit?
Ben Davis. That is so much shade.
In the beginning.
Oh, God.
I never thought it would be
I enjoyed it. I remember enjoying this.
Okay.
Give it a second. Marinate. Marinate in it.
Someone request a song quick.
We got closer.
Someone request another
get
song.
Get to the
quick.
Hook.
Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
Thank you, Tina. We forgot about that one. Didn't we forget about that one? We did. It was good.
Yeah, of all the Jason Derulo songs to request, that was kind of a deep cut, wasn't it?
It was a deep cut, but I enjoyed it. Sometimes you got to go deep diving into Jason Derulo.
Throwback Thursday.
Ooh, if I took you home and be
it's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. You know what that piano reminds me of?
What?
Just go with me on this.
Yeah!
Come on!
Yes.
Come on!
Yes,
he
the
did
only
not!
Answer. This is the only answer!
He did not!
Yes, he did!
He did!
He did!
He did!
He did!
Make him away downtown.
You're so annoying. Aaron's all like, Ben, I got you.
Yeah.
Need some Riri.
Baby,
yes.
This is what you came for.
By the way, you guys are on point today.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. That's Matt. By the way, Jason Derulo was a banger, just so you know. You were hating on it. It's a banger.
I will respectfully decline, but it's okay. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Your requests make up the playlist, by the way. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Leslie, let's go! Come on!
So aggressive.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yo.
Give up. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Princess Ashley.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I like that name.
I mean, yes, she sounds like royalty.
She does. I'll make some good girls go bad. All right, Throwback Thursday. Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. Why?
What? Because we don't have the time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
We don't have time for it. We play just the tip. And you know know what? Sometimes just a tip is all you need.
Okay. Now, there is a birthday. Katie is having a birthday. 28th birthday. Request for Katie. I don't think it is Katie. It's Katie's friend. We don't know Katie's friend's name, though.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Got a message from a listener who was like, can you play Fetty Wap songs?
Yes, Nicole. Nicole needs some Fetty Wap. Just a nice little polite question. Like, is there a Fetty Wap song?
Yeah, hey girl, what's up, hello?
Yeah.
How about that? Fetty Wap. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Yeah, again, we don't play the entire song, so sorry. Just give you the tip.
I know, but man, it's still fun, isn't it?
It does. I don't know if that was the right answer to your fun, isn't it? But, you know. Dustin, we got you! Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Beth is all like, give us Latin. Pitbull. All right. It's going down.
I'm getting down. Ben, this is not Latin. This is more of like a hoedown.
It's a Latin hoedown.
It's not a Latin hoedown.
Latin hoedown. Courtney's all like, jump around, House of Pain, Diddy, Insane in the Membrane, couldn't really disguise, so you need to pick. All right.
Well, all right. We did it.
I mean, you give me a choice. I'm going to pack it up, pack it in. And I'm going to let me begin. All right, Throwback Thursday. Welcome to it. Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Let's welcome Todd to the party. He says, dang it, I forgot about TBT. This is my Wednesday at work because of the holiday. I'm such a loser. How does somebody forget TBT?
Oh.
Todd, we're just glad you're here.
That's right.
You got here right before the end of the party.
Yeah. Whitney rolls in, needs Forget You, CeeLo, because...
Well, I said there feels like there's a story behind that request. She says, well, I'd say so. My ex-fiance left me 3 months before our wedding day.
You know what?
She needs this.
Don't need that fiance. CeeLo Green on 99.7 DJX.
You know, Whitney was singing that. She was singing the album version, though. Whitney, girl, at least you found out before you got to the altar, right? It's all good. We love you.
That's right. What Kelly said.
Yeah.
All right. Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. Hey, we feel for you guys stuck in 71 South traffic there in Olin County, shut down due to an accident.
So. Oh, dang it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do anything for you.
No,
I can feel for you, though.
Yeah, we can't. There's really nothing else we can do other than just send our thoughts and prayers.
T's and P's. All right. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. You heard about this HGTV home that they got that they're giving away there in Paristown Point near the Highlands?
The Urban Oasis, which looks adorable, and it's a huge prize package. It's more than just the house they're giving away.
They're giving away a Mercedes, too.
Yeah, and cash.
I will say, you know, looking through the photos of the house, I haven't seen the actual house in Paristown Point. To like know, you know, what it looks like in the neighborhood and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can take a little tour of the interior, though, and the design on our website, WDJX.com.
Yeah, I mean, the house is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
I got to be honest. The house
is funky.
The house is pretty cool. It's got a lot of, like, interesting things and stuff I would never have thought about. And but I will say that... their staging of the house. I don't know if you're getting like all the furniture and stuff that goes with it.
I think you normally do, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So
that's all part of the look.
They have literally then put stereotypes about Louisville, Kentucky.
Sure.
Hit enter on their Google search.
Yes.
And then they said, that's what we're doing.
A couple horses.
I mean,
on the walls.
Horses. Yeah. There's bats. There's bourbon.
Yep.
There is derby pie.
Yes.
There's all sorts
they
of.
Covered
there's,
it all.
There's hats. There's, I mean, every possible. A combination of stereotype about Louisville, Kentucky. They've figured out a way to get it in there.
They're calling it Southern Charm.
There's Muhammad Ali references.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like I said, it's a beautiful house.
Yes.
They've done a lot to it.
Yes, they have. And you don't see, I always enter their home giveaways. Like they have Dream House giveaways, mm-hmm. Urban Oasis. They've done this for many years.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You can enter, I think, like once a day for as long as it's open.
And well, it's not open yet,
not
right?
Not yet. But okay. Once it does open, you can enter like once a day. And I think there's a couple of different ways. There's another like sister site that you can also enter. So you can literally enter twice a day, really, through that. And at least now you don't have to move if you win, right?
What do you mean?
Like, well, you
just
have to
like
move cities.
Like rent it out? Like do a Vrbo?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, but so, yeah, you wouldn't live there.
But yeah, no. And you don't have to like leave the city or leave the state.
No.
If you would. Now, some of the other like dream houses, there were some that I might have moved for.
Well, yeah, like
they were pretty amazing.
There were some Nashville and Cincinnati and Minneapolis ones that looked pretty good
as I was going through here.
But yeah, the horse hoof wallpaper in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Lots of skylights.
Very like modern too, a little bit, which was unexpected.
Yeah.
It's a very eclectic style.
All the paintings and the artwork are bourbon, horse, and then
it screams Airbnb to me. Like if you were, you know, you could keep it as an Airbnb and rent it out, especially around like Derby time. And yeah, this would be a perfect like investment property that could make you some money.
I'd flip it.
Okay. Like keep it, rent it out, make it work for you. Have it be a moneymaker.
Or heck, live in it.
Or you could do
if
that
that's
too.
Your thing too.
Yes, if you're looking to, make a switch, like, hey, I could move. Then there you go. That could be your new residence.
Oh, that's pretty cool though. But yeah, it's over there. Like I said, Paris Town Point, right, kind of close to the Highlands, Paris Town Hall, that area. We've got the. You can like go through the pictures and all that. WDJX.com. Yeah,
and then the link for when the contest goes live, so you can start entering.
Do we know?
I think it's October.
Okay.
Like October to November, isn't it?
What year is it now? I mean, what?
It is 2023. Welcome to it.
What month? September. All right.
Yeah, next month.
What year? The year was 1996.
Where am I again?
Where am I again? What is this?
What's my name?
All right. So, yeah, the HDTV Oasis Home. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. October 2nd is when it opens.
All right. So you can see it at WDJX.com. Kelly K.
This is a pretty fantastic story of a German Shepherd named Storm snuck out from her home in California, went to a Metallica concert.
Oh.
And when I say went to a Metallica concert, she sat in a seat and watched the show. This was at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. The band actually posted a picture on social media with a caption. She had a great time listening to her favorite songs, including Barksy Turna, Master of Puppies, and The Mailman That Never Comes.
Okay.
And here's the kicker. You know, she ended up being taken to a shelter and they notified her that, you know, hey, your dog got out. We have her. And then they saw the social media post as to what she'd been up to.
I couldn't believe it. We were shocked. We were like, what? I was like, no, it can't be true. It can't. And we just started looking at the post and I kept reading the comments and I was like, dude, she was really there, like in a seat, like if she had bought a ticket. She heard Metallica and she was like, rock on, let's go.
Rock on, let's go. Woo!
I mean,
looks like she had the best night ever.
Love it.
Yeah, you can see that picture and the post. It's all up at WDJX.com.
All right, setting the bar stories, Kelly. These are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving your medical instruments inside of your patient, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, so this happened during a C-section.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, in New Zealand, woman was going in for a C-section.
Uh-huh.
And an Alexis retractor, which is used to pull back the edges of like a wound, was left inside a mom in 2020.
Oh, gosh, it's been in there for years?
So finally, I guess a year later in 2021,
oh no.
We're just hearing about this story, by the way.
Okay.
The woman was feeling like chronic pain. And so she went in, ER visit, right?
Yeah.
They're like, well, let's scan your tummy. See what's up.
Okay.
And then I'm like, huh?
Huh?
That looks familiar.
Whoa. Oh, gosh. Oh, owie.
Yeah.
Oh, owie.
Yeah. So the device was finally removed.
How did they miss that? That's the thing that like holds the opening
yes,
open.
Yes.
So you get the baby out.
Yes.
How did they miss that?
I don't know. It's like, here, set this somewhere. Okay.
I am dumbfounded by this. That's not a small
well, and they got
instrument.
A, right. And they got a stitcher back up. So.
Yes. And even if it got like knocked out of place, it's like you're pulling the baby out. Maybe it like got knocked out and like back in, down in there. Like they would notice that though, right?
I mean, you'd think.
They had to have noticed that.
You.
How do you not notice that?
You'd think.
You would think. Oh, wow. Oh, so, wow.
So anyways, yeah, Eddie the Bar, usually when you go in for a C-section, you're having things like a baby pulled out, not having things left in your body.
Oh, that just makes my stomach hurt. Oh, it does. What kind of a tummy ache did that poor woman live with?
I mean, but can you imagine the relief then afterwards?
Oh, probably. Oh. Yes, but oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story.
Wow.
I know. On 99.7 DJX.
That was jarring.
Yes. Sorry. Sometimes they're that way. Dua Lipa. Morgan Wallen there. You said you're trying to shop for a country concert.
I'm going to a country concert next week.
Yeah?
At a farm. In Shelbyville.
At a farm in Shelbyville?
Yes.
So the concert's at the farm?
Yes.
All right.
Luke Bryan.
He's playing a farm?
Yes.
So
farm
he's not,
tour.
So he's not playing like Yum Center or anything
no.
like that?
No, it's more like more intimate show.
Now we're not like a country station. We play a couple country artists, but
we don't
from time
play
to
a
time.
Luke Bryan, though.
We don't. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm not really familiar with a whole lot of stuff that he does. But.
I mean, you know who he is. He's American
sure.
Idol, for crying out loud. He just hasn't had a lot of crossover hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're wondering what to dress?
Well, that yes.
Well, you're wearing a denim
well,
jean jacket.
Are like, we all need to wear hats. I'm like, oh, I don't have a cowboy hat, cowgirl hat. I don't have boots. So yeah.
You have a small head too.
I have an outlandishly
small head.
That's
why you don't
head.
Typically like wearing like the derby hats.
Right.
You wear
fascinators.
The fascinators. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and some
yeah.
of those are too big.
Yeah.
It's really freakish.
Okay,
so I'm
right.
going to go hat
so what are you thinking,
and boot shopping.
So you're doing hat, boot, and then what's the other ensemble? Are you doing
well,
like a sundress and a
kind of
denim
like
jacket?
Cute skirt and like t-shirt kind of thing. Like I saw some looks online of like what people wear to concerts.
You're looking at
yeah.
what do
I'm getting inspiration
Google search.
From the gram.
What do people wear to concerts?
Well, there's some stores that put together concert outfits. I'm
okay.
like, that's great. That's helpful. Thank
All right.
you for that.
All right.
Because as someone that doesn't go to a lot of country concerts,
sure.
I just want to look like I fit in.
All right.
So I'm going
I mean,
shop for boots
I went,
and hats today.
I did go to a Morgan Wallen show like last year.
Did you see a lot of cute like hats and boots on
no,
chicks?
It was just a lot oh. of like what you're wearing now.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is your theme with the group that you're going with may all be like, hey, this is what we got to do.
Yeah, so on
but
the group
I think,
chat, they're all like, let's all wear hats and boots and stuff. And
right,
I'm like, oh,
but
okay.
I think if you went just as how you are now.
I wouldn't stick out?
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I got to fit in with the party bus I'm going with. Because we're all going to be rolling out. If I'm the only one not wearing a hat.
I know. That'd
or
be,
boots.
That'd be rough.
I'd be like, was she really included or did
yeah.
they just pick her
I
up
mean,
on the way there?
That's right.
So.
Which one of these is not like the other?
Exactly.
It's Kelly K.
I'm just trying to fit in.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Let us know how that journey goes
it's
for you.
Be amazing.
Will you take a little outfit of the day picture?
Absolutely.
All
we'll
right.
have to take. We'll, take group shot too, all of us.
No, I just want to see
gear.
You what
well,
you
okay.
figured out.
All right.
I just want to see you in a cowboy hat. Really,
I'm a little
and
concerned.
Cowboy boots.
It's
Are there
going to
be pink cowboy boots?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm still shopping.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned. It's going to come out looking like I'm putting on a country concert costume.
I know. Like, wait. Who is in Toy Story? Andy and
Jesse.
Jesse. Yes.
Jesse.
You're gonna look like Jesse.
I'm gonna try not to look like Jesse.
Yes.
I'm gonna try to make it look like that's a cute little outfit she put together.
Yeah.
And not
I'm sure,
like a costume.
I'm sure whatever you wear and find, it'll look cute.
It's gonna be a departure though from my normal look.
Well, again, it was like when I went to Derby and I wore kind of a. It
That was
very
a,
cowboy-ish, like
it was
hat.
A fashion-forward look
it
for you.
It was a fashion. I'm not typically I'm more of a baseball hat sort of guy.
It Anything was a wider brim hat,
right,
than is typical.
So I took risks too. You can
you
do
did.
The same.
And it was a mixed bag on the reaction. I got to be honest. Some were, but did you see the reaction?
Yes, of course. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Some were all about it, and some were just like, maybe not, Ben.
You know what? Those people can go to hell.
Okay.
Respectfully, of course.
Okay.
Respectfully.
All right. I'm gonna put together something cute and not costumey.
All right. Well, hey, if you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast, WDJX.com. What else?
That's about it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.